go to battle, I will go for the sonoy, Hashem alikech of Yodecho, the Shaviso Shivyoy. When you go to battle, the Pasuk says, on your enemy, will give over into your hands the enemy, Shavisa Shivyoy, and you will take a captive. So the Torah tells us the tremendous responsibility that a person has. The person knows he has a Yetzirah, and that Yetzirah, as we mentioned today, is fighting him, battling him, and trying to destroy him. Kisete la milchoma aleivecha, when you go to battle against your enemy. When his son Hashem lekecha biyodecha, Hashem gives him over into your hands. Shavisa shivya, you take captives. Now you believe viraisa bashivya, you will see in that shivya eishes yefas toya, a beautiful woman. Yechoshakta ba lekacht lechol isha, you will take her. You have desire for her, you'll take her into the house, you'll take her. And the Torah commands her that she should come into your house, and you shave off the head, you make her not appeasing, and she sits there crying for her father and her mother for days. Mm-hmm. And Soifa shall govern. If you still desire her afterwards, you take her for a wife. And in the movies, they would tell, live happily ever after. But the Torah doesn't tell us they live happily ever after. The Torah tells us in the next psukim that from this union, with the man, the Jewish man, the Jewish soldier, and this woman, will come out a terrible marriage. And the next parasha says there's a man that has two wives, a hated wife and a loved wife. This wife is going to be hated. And for the union, it's not only going to end there, but they're going to produce a ben soira, a moira, a rebellious son. And the Torah not only is just giving a sequence, but the Torah says this is going to happen. The Torah is telling us that at the end of the day, he's also going to be crying. Because he's going to see his son, his children, not following the path, not so far that they have to be put to death. Was there a ben soira moira? And the question is exactly where the Torah permitted her. The Torah permitted this woman to the man. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha: a person is allowed to marry this woman. So why is the process, if the Torah permitted her, why is the process at the end of the day is going to lead to a terrible, terrible scenario? We have to understand something very, very important, like I said, for these times of year especially. in this commandment of Yifas Toyah, the Torah says that when she comes into your house, she's going to be an avalah. We said, we make her unappeasing, and she sits there crying. And the Torah wants to help the individual who's been overtaken by his Yetzara to take this woman who has no yichud, she's a goya b'emes. The Torah is trying to help him. See her. Look, go see her. And come apart, come near her. Let her. Every time you come into your house, you see this woman crying and all bitter. It's the message. The Torah is trying to tell him. Listen. Here. No, see. See what it's all about. Realize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to tell you something. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was trying to give you a message. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was trying to wake you up. He's trying to make you to hear, to listen, to absorb this unbelievable message. But what is the message of Hashem? The message is that this relationship is not born out of any real, true meaning. It's an obsession. You're obsessed. There's no real true meaning to this relationship. And your addiction and your obsession is what's causing you. Listen to the call, listen to the cry, hear it. Stop being obsessed with your own pleasures. Stop being obsessed with things that fulfill, self-fulfilling, self-prophesizing. Stop being obsessed with your own self. The problem with Yifas Toyar, the ancient Yifas Toyar, that's going to cause this animosity, that's going to cause this anger, that's going to cause that she's going to be a hated wife, is because he's not taking her for the right purposes. It's an obsession. He's doing it to fulfill his own self needs. And when that happens, Torah is prophesizing from that relationship, from that characteristic, all that's going to come out is one bit of destruction, divorce, and a rebellious son. But if they stay married, the marriage will be destroyed, the children will be messed up. Because nothing good comes out of self-sanification. Torah speaks much of chesed. Chesed is doing good for others. But when a person is obsessed with his own pleasure, when a person is obsessed with feeling good, I do whatever makes me feel good. Nothing good is going to come out. Because when I have to feel good and I'm about a relationship, so the priorities will come to the point where I have to feel good and I don't give a darn about the other party. And the relationship that will develop is only me, myself, and I. And that person will become hated. And be'emes of us, if we think even more deeply, that is the Ben Soiro Moira. The Ben Soiro Moira, a boy said, what's his problem? He's obsessed with himself, he steals, he cheats for one purpose. Because he wants to fulfill his gluttonous. He wants to fulfill his tithes. He wants to eat. He wants to drink. Wants to party, wants to have good times, and he doesn't want to listen to anybody, no one. He never showed me a call Oviv, the call Imo, he doesn't listen. He can't hear the message because he's so obsessed with himself. And I think this is the Midah Kenegi, Midah Rabbi said, and what went on over here in the process of this man. He became obsessed with a pretty woman. And the obsession led him not to hear the call, not to be able to listen, not to be objective. This woman is crying. She doesn't look nice. He's not hearing the message. Because it's not penetrating. Because he's only thinking about one thing, self-gratification. So what comes later, Boisai? You have a child. Only goal. What's one? He's self-centered so much that his only goal, his only outlook, is one thing. I gotta get that meat. Get me some of that meat. Where's the beef, Rabbi? I gotta have my 76-ounce steak. Chainsaw steak. The chainsaw to cut through. I gotta have my ketchup. I gotta have my fries. I gotta have every single type of gratification. And Kodesh Baruch Hu sends messages left and right. Stop. Don't become so obsessed. Don't become so involved with Olam Hazeh. Realize that it's vain. Don't come obsessed to the point that you're self-destructive from it. People don't realize the place that they're not hurt, only hurting. They're not only hurting other people when they can't, when they're so involved in themselves. But they hurt themselves more. They destroy their own selves because they can never get enough. And they're going to go out and self-destruct. And we see in the world how much self-destruction people bring upon themselves. They can't control. They can't provide the in their connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're so involved with their own selves. So there's two messages that we're speaking out at the same time. One, the process. Self-gratification. Being involved with myself. Wanting only what's good for myself. No outlook what's good for the situation. And slowly, slowly, not caring about others. Not hearing the messages that's being sent. And end of the story was a rebellious child who has to be put to death because he ends up just like that. I'm going to be like you, Dad. I'm going to be just like you. Now, this is scary, Rabbi Isaac. For two reasons. Because we live in a world, Rabbi Isaac, that preaches this. We live in a world that's the level of killer in America is obesity. We live in a world that preaches self. Fulfill. Do your pleasures. Satisfy yourselves. Do whatever you can to give yourself self-gratification. Do what you can. People will kill. People will steal. People will rob. People will commit adultery. Just to ruin their lives and other people's lives, just to fulfill a thing. And this is destruction. The more so, this is the point of Elohim. The Torah makes a very clear statement. He's not listening to the voice. When a person's wrapped up in himself, He can't hear the message. He can't hear the call. It's so hard for him to change. And this is the scariest thing. Because even if a person messes up, and we all mess up, even if a person does wrong, we all do wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bria of tshuva, he knows we make mistakes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that Adam makes mistakes. He gave him a Pesach. But that's all. If a person understands that they need to change, and he can hear the call. But if he's so wrapped up, if he's so overcome by his taivis, he's so overcome by his ego, by himself, doesn't look out of the box. It's all about me, myself, and I. So he can't hear the call to choose. He can't hear the call. Because Baruch Hu asking, come back. Come towards me. Let's make amends. He has to bring the Kodesh Baruch Hu into his life. There's nothing else in his life than himself. And this is the scary part. You do have things. You mess up. That's the nature of the human being. But everybody inside of him has a koyach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a soul that wants to connect to him. When he has the barrier of the anoichi, of the I, says one of the Chassidish Rebbe's, on a drash of a pasuk is a Chassidish word, anoichi oimei, beini ben Hashem, eincha ben Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I'll stand between you and Hashem. But the Chassidish Rebbe taich pshad, of Moshe Arim, one of the Rebbe's taich, the anoichi. I stands between us and Hashem. The self, that's what stands between us and Hashem. And this is what I say, the most scariest thing. Because a person could live his life and not realize, and not come to the realization. There's a Bnei Olam that wants to connect. There's a Bnei Olam that so deeply wants to connect because he's sticking out his hand, especially these months. He sticks out his hand. He gives you the opportunity. He gives you the time. He gives you the intention these days of Yisraelu. Ani l'doidi, v'doidi li. Taish, we're saying in Taish to be the Shmuzo by saying, I'm for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. So beautifully expressed. Shira Shirin. Everybody has on their wedding invitation. What is it truly mean? If Scheinberg once said to Shad, it was that Zal, I need a deity. The entire I, my hands, my legs, my heart, is all the deity for HaKadosh Baruch. Then Hashem is for me. But if the Ani, the I, is not Lidoidi, then we can't have no doubt. We can't go into Rosh Hashanah, we can't go into Yom Kippur without working on this concept, on giving up somewhat of the Ani, of the I. And coming, be able to approach a Kodesh Baruch Hu without that barrier of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I have to fulfill myself. If we can't work at working at this concept of trying to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, into my thoughts of myself. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Now what can I get out of it? What does Hashem want from me? What does He need me to do? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do in this world? Then we can't get the first place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai, sends us messages. Rabbi Yisai, we have so many times in our life there are messages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden something happens. Sometimes unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. We're walking down the street. And we're looking for this friend, we haven't seen him, you know, we're just thinking about a certain friend, and boom, there he is in front of our eyes. We need a certain thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there it is. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending messages to us here? I'm with you, I'm here. And sometimes we're saying, it's with a patch. It's with a patch. He once said over from Mrs. Zalman, Rabbi said. Your stick, and your rod, they will comfort you. So what does it mean when I say your stick is in a comfort? So this is Zalman said, unbelievable, he said a mashal of this. A guy is walking with his father through the forest. They're walking along the way in the forest. All of a sudden, the son detaches his hand from the father and he gets lost. He's running around. He's walking around. And he's scared out of his wits. It's pitch black. The coyote, up in the background. Wild animals. There's a 6-7-year-old kid. He's mamish nervous. Mamish scared. And his father is desperately searching for him, and he's desperate, he doesn't know where to run and where to find. And he's pachad noira. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, bam! Right across the face of the kid comes a big smack. I told you not to let go! It's a dangerous forest! The smack hurt him, but how good was that smack? How geschmack was that smack for that kid? It's from his father! But he knows that his father's there again. How geschmack was that smack? Because he knows that his father's next to him. And the Bruce says sometimes it's the form of a smack, sometimes it's the form of a. Sometimes the Bruce makes it, and he turns to Kurdish Bubble, he forgets about himself. There's a message. The Kurdish Bubble is constantly sending us messages. Wake up! Wake up! Not to you, everybody. Wake up, Rabbi Yisai. There's a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. And the Emes, the Rambam says, Rabbi Yisai, that the whole tachlis of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai. What do we blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah for, Rabbi Yisai? It's a very nice thing. Otherwise, the services won't be so interesting. Maybe even boring. But you get that ram's horn, even when you're a kid, that's the favorite part. Oh, come on, we're going to shul, they're blowing the shofar. Oh, everybody, every kid runs. You know, the father wants him to stay for Musaf, really, but, you know, get him to come, the shofar. Come on, Sarah, tell Yisachar to come to shul. They're blowing the shofar. The kid's seeing, they like it, makes people, oh, wow, it's so interesting. He makes funny sounds with the shofar. And the kid ends up staying for Musaf, Baruch Hashem, because the shofar goes out. What do we blow a shofar, Rosh Hashanah? What's the shofar? Not only to wake up the kids, but to interest the kids, so we can give out, you know, cashew nuts for that. What do we have to blow the shofar? So the Rambam says, you know, it's exeris hakos. Hashem says, blow, we have to blow. Says the Rambam, remez yesh. There's a hint over here. There's a yesoid over here. Zok the Rambam, afal pish, tchiyah shofar, the Rosh Hashanah. Even though tchiyah shofar, Rosh Hashanah, is exeris hakosa. Says the Rambam, remez yesh boy, uru yesheinim mishinaschem. Wake up, you slumberers, from your sleep. Who's sleeping? Who's the Rambam saying? Who's sleeping? When you wake up, who's sleeping? Everybody's up during Shkia Shofar. I hope so, at least that's the strength of the Rav. The more, you know, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's all above us. Wake up, slumber, everybody's up. Everybody just finished eating the honey cake, and kicking it out from their teeth. The honey cake, they had the Kiddush. The guy's burping up his Coca-Cola. He's up. Burping up his Coca-Cola, kicking out from his teeth the honey cake. And he's not up. Says the Rama, who's sleeping? Elu ha'yishenim v'havlei ha'olam. These people are sleeping and forgetting what they're doing in this world. It's unbelievable koyach the Yetzirah puts upon us. He puts us into a 70-year sleep, and we spoke about the shmuz last week. And for our whole lives, we don't know what we're doing in this world. What are we doing down here? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention when he put me down here? Who was he going to be putting my attention to? What am I doing here? Just to eat, sleep, and go to the bathroom? What am I doing here? To walk around, to sleep, to jog, to exercise. What am I doing here? What's my path? Wake up! Yishenim mishinaschem! You've always been sleeping! And they're getting involved in the Avlei Ha'olam, and a guy comes down to this world and give me about 70 years in finding his whole life, he's off for trying to find out how he can make a hem on the bell bottoms of Calvin Klein, Dr. Reeves. That's what he came to the world for. He came to the world to put Chiquita banana stickers on a Chiquita banana. Chiquita banana, na 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 na. That's what he came down here. Sticker, Chiquita. What did he come down for? Oh, I work, Hashem. I'm a plumber. What did he come down to the world? On his tombstone be written, 7,654 toilets was unstuffed by this man. We're here again. What's going to be with the toilets of America? We're gathered here today to play a tribute to Mr. Bernstein, the plumber. On his gravestone, they're going to have a big plunger. You know, in some food, there's a minute to put a rock, everybody's going to have a little plunger put on top of his keber. The lady in the back, she's crying. What's going to be with my bathroom? You think it's funny, Rabbi Sai? In one of our fans' book, we mentioned it once, that there was a whole bunch of chevra, Rabbi Sai, that were buried in a cemetery. A guy who once came to the cemetery, and all in the cemetery itself was pictures of this chevra that they used to get together every week, Rabbi Sai. And they were all buried together, Rabbi Sai, but this chevra wasn't the chevra of Mishnayis from Lincoln Tunnel Shul. Now this chevra was a bowling chevra, it's a bowl together. And each one of them had a picture of their bowling ball on their gravestone. Imagine the picture of this. And on the gravestones and graves, we live to bowl. And we bowl to live. So touching. That's what's engraved on this thing. And like he once said on the shoes many, many years ago, there was money even more off the charts with those things. But there was a certain in the kibbutz here, Nebuch, that lived their lives not from the voice. They knew Nebuch learned the purpose of life. And there was this person was Nifta. He was well remembered by the neighborhood for his kokish cake. And on the gravestone, they wanted to print the recipe. I'm not joking about that. True story. The recipe for this kokish cake that Mr. Shiloni had baked. 2 cups of sugar, 4 teaspoons of who knows what, and 1 cup of ginger. Thank you for living your life that we could all eat nice cups. Thank you. that a person came down to this world with us and understood that he has a confidence. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends him messages. Wake up. Understand. There's a shofar that's being blown every morning, Rabbi Sai. We're sometimes mayrach in the tzkiyah, Rabbi Sai. And the word is to wake myself up. Wake up, Rabbi Sai. Wake up, wake up. Rosh Hashanah is coming, Rabbi Sai. Oh, I have to make sure to get my meal. My favorite meal. What's that name's house? So I can talk Lashon Hara or Rosh Hashanah. What a way to be with Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk about all the friends. Oh, Rosh Hashanah night. He's talking about, I don't know, how that one and that what that one did and that one said about him and that one said about her. Oh, yeah, you're the house. They said that this house has so much Lashon Hara, but I don't want to say Lashon Hara about you, but that's what everybody's talking about you. Rosh Hashanah night. This is the way we go into Rosh Hashanah, everybody said. Our whole preparation is, oh, how many meals are you making? How many meals do I have to get out? And how much gossip are going to talk about a Rosh Hashanah at the new Rosh Hashanah table? And who has the best apples and honey? And who can find the best pomegranate? And who has the fish without the eyeballs? I remember last year we got the fish without the eyeballs because the husband, he likes eyeballs. So he had it every Rosh Hashanah for breakfast. With his eggs, poached eyeballs and eggs. That's what Rosh Hashanah becomes, Rabbi Yisrael. Because Bohu brings Rosh Hashanah that we should wake up, we should hear the call. The Ben Tzoyru Emoiz, Enel Shoyin, Enel Shoymeya. We have to be a Shomeya, we have to hear the message. The Gemara says, that if a person knocks out a limb of another person, so he pays that limb. But in the chereshoy, if you deaf a person, you made him deaf. The Gemara says you pay him a full price of the person. Why? If your person's deaf, you can't hear. You can't hear. Rabbi Nigun is Mazbe. Hearing the ears are the greatest. Tool, even better than the more important than the eyes. Because the hearing, it comes into your body. It goes into your body and it affects your body. Because the one says a shmua toiva, a good news that you hear, it makes you happy. It affects your bones. Kadash and Etzel. The hearing of a person, literally, to hear a message, to hear a musavart. It's supposed to be nichnas prima, deep inside, go deep inside, and tell the person change. And when you hear the call of the shofar, the call of the tkiyah, the power of the tkiyah, which is machrin, which screams out like a roar of a lion. And then the mechiyah, the true one, is connected to the mechiyah, is the tears of all the tzoris. Of all the pain and the suffering in the world, a person has to hear it. Today we've become so immune to problems, to tzaris. You walk up, another dead guy. This one's dead, that one's dead, Rahman Utsman. How many today, now tomorrow, you know the bad news, you walk on. Did you hear what you two guys are talking? Did you hear what happened over there in this certain town? But there was a fire, killed like six kids, and that was hard to. Sorry, just eat lunch. He walks on over to this corner and he moves on. What are you doing tonight for supper? The guy you just heard Rahman, such a tragedy. All he could do is burp and move over to the corner and then talk to the guy about, are you buying Gary Nimbus? How many are you getting? 200 grams? You just heard how many grams are you getting this week? Man, you just heard the crazy. Okay, you burped. What can I do? It came up. But so you go over to the corner and you ask the guy how many guys. Take a second out. There's a tragedy that went on. There are people in there crying. Remember, somebody we were very close with. Okay. For 1 second. Okay. So Lamaisa, today we hear so much news. So we get a little bit immune to it. But at the same time, for a second, there's tragedies. And we have sometimes people that we know, Rahman al-Sam, the Allah. And we know people that are suffering. how many garinim shells, how many garinim grams of garinim you're getting this week, 2 seconds after you saw it, you just heard that thing over there. Think that this is Hashem sending you a message. It's din. Because both of these people in Tzaras, especially at this time, Rosh Hashanah is when it's declared, when it's decreed. What's going to be with this? So we have to work on this voice. This time, especially, because we're holding Mamish. We're holding Mamish very close. It's about 2.5 weeks of this. It's Rosh Hashanah. We say it as we say it, we say it over every shmooz till it goes deep inside. Rosh Hashanah is everything of Isaac. Everything. Well, I'm not so sure. I don't want to down with Akiva this year. I'm feeling it down with the ladies' auxiliary minion. I think I'm going to dive in some shul somewhere. The dive a little too long. I want a 15-minute Rosh Hashanah with shofar. I'm thinking of going here, I'm thinking of going there. I want to go there, go there. Listen, Rosh Hashanah, listen. I was, as a bacha, we'll talk about it. Listen, I was a bacha, didn't like to eat out meal. And I'm not telling anything. I just was prepared. I know everybody has it all prepared already. Where they're eating out Rosh Hashanah already. But when I, as a bacher, Rosh Hashanah, the yeshiva had all the meals, and we stayed in yeshiva for the yeshiva for the meals, which was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a time, and we'll speak about it, that the whole day is so holy. It's not a time to talk about Rosh Hashanah. It's not a time to talk about what type of peanut butter you like. At the table all around, that some wife of some guy who's not was so into it to bring up, you know, that her mother sent up Skippy peanut butter and the crunchy one, not this creamy. And she's told how much she likes crunchy, and he's sitting there at the table on Rosh Hashanah having to hear this lady talking about crunchy Jimmy. Of course, she's wearing a beautiful shekel, so you know that also helps you Rosh Hashanah tremendously while she's talking to you about her chiffy, whatever it is called, peanut butter. But she didn't forget to tell you about the jelly either! She likes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches! She's not just talking about the peanut butter! This is an all-encompassing discussion! Jelly also gets on the table! And we sing together, the whole family! Dip the apple in the honey. Oh, honey. La 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 la. Everybody put your hand around the bra. Rosh Hashanah is so beautiful, so sweet. Rosh Hashanah. We go here to cool the armor. Time to the days before to make up an expression. Rosh Hashanah. The focus that these days have on my side. To reconnect, to redirect, to refocus, to hear the messages of the whole Rosh Hashanah, and to make that decision that this year I want to be different, to change, and to get out of my shell of egoism and start to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into my life. I need a doidi.